I should like to share with you now a story concerning the way in which God can intervene in a life when the people of God corporately are willing to humbly lift their voices to Him, seek His face in petition and intercession for another. This happened when I was a missionary pastor in a larger parish called the Mount Adams Parish in the Northwest in the state of Washington. And I was ministering to three churches, one at the foot of Mount Adams, another west of Mount Adams at a place called Millay, and a third to the east of Mount Adams at a place called Glenwood. It was a morning worship service at the Millay Church, a church that was housed in a converted schoolhouse. There was a large attendance, and I had driven there for a 9:30 a.m. service. And someone had asked during the announcements if they might make known a need. A family had rushed their child to the hospital down the Columbia River to Portland, Oregon, for medical attention, and it was not known whether the little boy would live or no. Could we pray? Would the pastor pray that morning? And so I asked the congregation if they would bow their heads and their hearts together with me and unite in prayer for this little lad. I knew of the family. I had never met him. But people in the congregation knew this little fellow, and he was dear to their hearts. We prayed. We ask God if it would be His will that as He cares as the shepherd of His sheep for the little lambs, that He would enfold this His lamb in His arms at this particular time. Would He guide the doctors and the nurses with their skills and gifts of medical ministry? And if it be His will, that He would redeem, that He would buy back this little fellow and give him to his family and to the community for whatsoever ministry God had planned for his life. Little did we know that at the same time we were praying, God was working through the medical staff in the hospital in Portland. Later that week, we were told that it was while the congregation was praying that the change took place and the doctors announced to the family he would live. Indeed, he would live without any disability or handicap. Does God answer prayer? Yes, He does. In His own way, according to His will, when His people are willing to accept His word, claim His promise, and ask Him for His intervention.